check.
Extend the room.
Yeah, we have all this stuff here. If we'd ever get rid of it, we'd have a lot more room. Okay, Rabosai. So what we did yesterday, I mean the day before yesterday, is something that has to be expanded. And I think one way of doing this is by going through the Mechaber and the Mishneh Berurah, possibly the Taz, and try to enhance our understanding of what's going on. On the one hand, I'm excited because at least I can understand, you know, the Shulchan Aruch. I can like read it and chap what's going on here. But then I look in the Mishneh Berurah, and it becomes a lot more complicated. A lot, you know, he has cases and he comes up with scenarios. So let's just spend a few minutes summarizing what we did last time. And that'll be sort of a segue into opening up the Shulchan Aruch. We were speaking about Havdalah in Tefillah, Ata Chonantanu. And we suggested two approaches. One approach is that Ata Chonantanu is part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. That's the way Chazal organized and formulated the Tefillah of Motzi Shabbos, of Arvis of Motzi Shabbos. And it's essential to tefillah. You know, if you were to leave out Ata Chonantanu, then you basically are Meshana Mimatbeah Shetovu Chacham. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning it is to say no. That basically Havdalah Ata Chonantanu is not a machayv of tefillah. It's not an essential part of the tefillah itself.
But they parked it there.
Exactly. They used tefillah as the framework for that kiyum of Havdalah, but the mitzvah itself, both the chiyum and the kiyum, is Havdalah. And we suggested three nafkaminas between these two approaches. So let's just go through the three nafkaminas. The first nafkamina, this by the way is not for public relations, such you know. On another day you could be chayshid, but this day he's doing me a favor. Okay. Everybody smile for the camera. Okay. So let's go through three nafkaminas. Does anybody have all three nafkaminas? The first nafkamina is what happens if he omits Ata Chonantanu? Does he have to repeat Shmo Nesri or not? If we go to the first side, that what? It's Matbeah. It's part of the Chefter Shel Tefillah, the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. Then he has to repeat Shmo Nesri. Basically, Myriv. You know, if you want to talk about a tefillah Shabbos without mentioning Shabbos, a tefillah Yontif without mentioning Yontif, obviously that's the Matbeah Shel Tefillah. And you'd have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So too, if I define Ata Chonantanu with regard to Arvis and Motzi Shabbos as part of the Matbeah, I would have to repeat if I omitted Ata Chonantanu. If on the other hand, it's only a separate Chiv Havdalah, it's not part and parcel of tefillah, so now I have hovering over my head a Chiv Havdalah, and I'll figure out exactly how to fulfill that Chiyuv Havdalah. Maybe I have a Koshal Yayin, but I don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The second nafkamina is, how many days, how long of a period of time do I have to fulfill this mitzvah of reciting Ata Chonantanu? If I assume that it's part of the Matbeah Shel Tefillah of Myriv of Motzei Shabbos, then Zeuze, that's all I have. I have one opportunity, maybe you can give me a Tashlumen for that, but I would have to limit my ability to recite Ata Chonantanu to Myriv of Motzei Shabbos. If I omit Ata Chonantanu and Myriv of Motzei Shabbos, then insofar as it's part of and defines the Matbeah of Tefillah, the Machayev is what? Is Tefillah. Then I have to find a replacement Tefillah, and hopefully I'll get it right on the second round, and I'll recite Ata Chonantanu. If on the other hand, the Machayev of Ata Chonantanu is not Tefillah per se, but rather what? Havdalah, then the law of Havdalah extends until Tuesday, until Wednesday. And therefore, if I left that Ata Chonantanu, I'll find some opportunity between now and Tuesday to recite Ata Chonantanu. And the third nafkamina is going to be the following discussion. A person, let's say, omits mincha omits mincha on... No, I'm sorry. Let's leave out the case of mincha. We'll come to that a little bit later. Let's say he omits atachon antanu in Mairiv on Motzi Shabbos. Okay? No. Let's give a more far-reaching case. Let's talk about the Maisim Valojin. Okay? What was the Maisim Valojin? He didn't daven Mairiv on Motzi Shabbos. Okay. Now, he needs to daven Shachris Shtayim. Presumably the first Bitoras Chova is Shachris, and the second Bitoras Tashlum. Where should he place Atachon Anton? If we assume that Mairiv of Motzei Shabbos and the Madbea of Mairiv requires Atachon Antonu, then he should daven Mairiv, he should make up that Mairiv with Atachon Antonu in the makeup tefillah, which would be which?
The second
tefillah. If on the other hand, the Machayev of Atachon Antonu is Havdalah, and the Machayev of Havdalah no doubt is Motzei Shabbos, then, in his very first tefillah, when he has his first opportunity to fulfill his obligation of Havdalah, that's when he should be davening Atachon Antonu. Is in the Maisa in Valojin that we mentioned on Yom Sheni, Reb Chaim vacillated back and forth. First, Reb Chaim, when he was asked this question, he immediately responded that the Atachon Antonu belongs to the second Shmoneh Esrei. And the reason for that is quite clear. He has not fulfilled his obligation of Mairiv Motzei Shabbos. He completely omitted it. Now he has to make it up. And with that replacement, fulfill his chiv of Mairiv of Motzei Shabbos. Reb Chaim understood that within the framework of Mairiv of Motzei Shabbos, the Madbeah Shetovu Chachamim for that tefillah requires Atachon Antonu. If in his second tefillah of Shachris, he's making up as a replacement for Mairiv of Motzei Shabbos, in that tefillah it's appropriate for him to recite Atachon Antonu. Then Reb Chaim changed his mind. And Reb Chaim held nay. He should daven Atachon Antonu in the first tefillah of Shachris. Why? Even though the first tefillah of Shachris is a tefillah chova, but the answer is Atachon Antonu is not part of the matbeah of the tefillah of Motzi Shabbos. And in the replacement, you should add Atachon Antonu. No, Atachon Antonu is a separate, independent machayev of Havdalah, and Havdalah, said Reb Chaim, belongs in the first tefillah. Good. So that, I think, is a summary of what we did 2 days ago, and it's really three nafkaminas to one chakir about how to understand Atachon Antonu. What I'd like to do now, if you're up to it, and it's a lot of work, but we can at least try to do whatever we can, is to go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Kuf Ches, and we're going to begin with Sif Tes. Tov lois palel mincha be erev Shabbos. Okay, then he omitted mincha on erev Shabbos, and now he wants to figure out a replacement tefillah for mincha of erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber Paskins, in such a case, Mispalel Arvishtayim Shal Shabbos. It means that the first Mairiv of Friday night, in this case, will be certainly, as it always is, a Tfilah Shal Chova. And it has how many brachas in it?
Seven.
And the second Tfilah of Arvis, which is a makeup for Mincha, is also, as a tashlumin, an identical tefillah to the first tefillah, namely, it's a tefillah shel Shabbos. Oh. So we are now oriented in the sugya. We are chachamim. We can understand what the mechaber is saying over here. The mechaber is saying the following: that despite the fact that your tefillah, which you omitted on mincha of erev Shabbos, was a tefillah of how many brachas?
18
brachas. Nevertheless, we don't daven a tefillah of 18 brachos on Shabbos. And basically what we're doing is, by giving him the opportunity to daven a second tefillah's arvis on Shabbos, to make up for the tefillas mincha they omitted, it's one tefillah to replace another tefillah. Except there's only one problem. Right. That the tefillah is not going to be identical to the tefillah that you omitted, because there's no tefillas chol on Shabbos. Again, there is... You see, I found this as a big chiddush, because when you say there's no tefillas chol on Shabbos, is that really true? What did we learn? Do you remember, Mitch, what we once studied?
If you happen to say the tefillas yotzei on Shabbos, as long as you mention Shabbos,
you yotzei. And why is that? What was the whole reason
that
day?
It's rachme.
No, I'm saying before you get to rachme,
we don't want to go to tircha.
Exactly, it's only tircha. The key word here is tircha, correct? So a tefillas yudches really belongs to Shabbos no less than a tefillas Zion. The only difference is Chazal Mishum Tircha. They wanted to enhance your quote Shabbos, etc. They truncated the tefillah from 18 to 7. But if you went ahead and you davened yudches, Enoch Nami Yotze, and Mitch adds that there's got to be a qualification to that, a condition. If you added a mention of Shabbos, then you yotzei. So from one perspective, if you had the following two choices with regard to this Chevroman who omitted mincha on Erev Shabbos, you got two choices for the Tfilas Tashlumin. You can either give him a Tfilas Shabbos straight away, and that's it, or alternatively you can give him a Tfilas Yudches with a Hazkar of Shabbos. From one perspective, you know, intuitively, we might prefer a tefillas yudches, because after all, we want to get all those brachas. What do you say?
Yeah, because
that's what he missed. That's what he missed. So from one perspective, you know, without thinking about it twice, you know, let's say this would be the Muskel Rishon. This would be Rav Chaim's Hava. I mean, I'm just joking. But it would be appropriate to daven a tefillas yudches. No, but you'll ask me the question, wait a minute, I cannot daven a tefillas yudches on Shabbos. Okay, I'll fulfill that obligation by adding a Hazkara of Shabbos, and if I've covered all my bases. But Shulchan Aruch says not. Shulchan Aruch says that there's no such thing as a tefillas chol on Shabbos. Meaning, it's not just that it's an issue of tircha. Correct, the tircha is in the background. The motivation for the Chachamim to replace the tefillas yudches on Shabbos with the tefillas zayin was tircha, enoch inahme. But once they did so, they gave the tefillah of Shabbos priority. And now the appropriate tefillah on Shabbos is going to be tefillah Zion. Ah, you'll ask me the kasha, but how could a tefillah Zion replace a tefillah Yudches that he omitted mincha on Erev Shabbos? The answer is, we're going to swap one tefillah for another tefillah. As long as you yotze your amida in the onas smucha, again, you can't postpone it till later according to our psak, against the Raivin and Rabbeinu Simcha that we discussed, then that tefillah is going to take on the complexion of the tefillah of that zman. We perhaps could even go one step further. And here I don't know. That is, what I'm about to say now is, you know, I'm really treading on thin water here. Nice. You may remember that Rabbi Kivager says that the tefillah tashlumin has to be when? Remember that key word? Again, I had left it out of the page. But
it needs to be
some more. Miyad, correct, miyad. Rav Kivega paskins that the second tefillah, tefillas tashlumin, has to be miyad. I didn't see that in the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't see it in the poskim, but it's an interesting sheet of Rav Kivega, and it makes a lot of sense. Because as we discussed at great length, who gave you a right to add another tefillah, call it tashlumin? The answer is, says Rav Kivega, it's a tag on, holding on to the wings, or the bootstraps, depending upon where you are, of the tefillas chova. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega wants you, once you're an Omeg Lifnei Hashem, to continue that stand or that status of being Omeg Lifnei Hashem, Omeg Lifnei Shechina, and add a Tfilas Tashlumin. So if that be the case, then it makes absolute sense that the second opportunity, in this case on Friday night, to add another tefillah, the second tefillah, is going to be a tag on to the first tefillah. It's going to take on the complexion of that first tefillah. Because again, it's the first tefillah, it's sort of like the para, you know, the cow that's schlepping its ego, right? So the first tefillah is actually dragging the second tefillah, and therefore the second tefillah should reflect the same tefillah as the first tefillah, and therefore it's going to be a tefillas Shabbos.
The sakana was, or is, that the makeup
always is the chova of the, as you just said, is attached to the chova.
Same as the chova.
So I never understood the maisa of Rav Chaim. I don't understand why there's a habamina to say that the second one, the tashlumin, should have to have to all bichlal, because you didn't say that in the first one.
Okay, so hold on to that.
If you say it in the first one, should you also say it in the second one?
So hold on to your question, because I want to show you that there's a shita sataz here that seems to go a different direction. But let's move slowly, and Rabbi, you hold on to your question, and we'll try to address it. Let's begin with the Mishnah Brura here, number Chafei. He says, Afal Gav Shebal Litashlumin Shel Chol Mikomakom Kemet Sha'achshav Hu Shabbos Is Mispal Osa Gam Kein Shel Shabbos. Interesting. Again, he doesn't add our tag on over here. He doesn't add the question of, but wait a minute, he omitted a tefillah of Yudches Brachos, and now he's replacing it with a tefillah. In other words, on the one hand, he gives you the positive, but he doesn't give you the negative. He says, in a positive sense, you need a tefillah shel Shabbos. Why? Because it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, we daven a tefillah shel Shabbos of Sheva Brachos. Correct? But he doesn't add the Mishnah Berurah, but you'll ask me the question, but it's replacing a tefillah chol of Mincha Ver Shabbos, which had Yudches Brachos. That question he doesn't really address. You're going to have to add a little bit that once there's a halacha of Shabbos here, the tefillah has to reflect the tefillah of Shabbos. Perhaps, as we said, it's going to be an extension of the first tefillah. Oh. V'im tov is palal hashnia shel chol. Again, you're going to have to vacillate back and forth here in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't tell you exactly what happened in this scenario. He tells you that the first tefillah davened 7, the second yudches, but he doesn't tell you whether or not he added a hazkar of Shabbos. So I don't know. Let's assume he did. Okay, we'll vacillate back and forth on how to read the Mishnah Berurah. Zev, are you with me? Do you think
I would say he didn't.
He didn't. Okay, fine. So I don't know. But look what he says over here. Well, you know what? Before we look what he says, because he's going to base himself on a whole slew of poskim, with one exception. If you take a look, I have the Shaar Tzion for you, right? So if you have the Shaar Tzion, which is on your page 4, you'll see the whole list of who's who here in the poskim on the Shaar Tzion number Mem Hey. Do you have Mem Hey? I don't know. I did this the last minute before No, it's not there? Okay, so I gave you the wrong one. So I'll just read to you quickly what he says here in Mem Hey. He's got the Pri Chodosh, the Chai Adam, the Derech HaChaim, and the Shin Aleph. I forgot who the Shin Aleph is. Anybody remember? Maybe the Shagasari. It's hard for me to believe, but it could be the Shagasari. I think he means somebody else, but... Good. Now, let's just think about this halacha. If you assume that a Tfilas Yud Ches is appropriate on Shabbos, although again, Mishum Tircha, the Rabbanan looked aside, and they made life easier for you, then it makes sense, without even blinking, that the second tefillah could be a tefillah Yud Ches, even though it's on Shabbos. Because why not? Tefillah Chol is appropriate for Shabbos. Again, it's not our first choice, but it can. But the evidence, at least, it could work. Correct? Yeah, we didn't get into the question as to whether or not he said Abdullah. I'm sorry, he mentioned Shabbos, but that we'll hold off on that question. In fact, we had an intuitive sense that maybe he should be davening a tefillah Yud Ches, because after all, that is the matbeah shel tefillah for tefillah chol. He omitted a tefillah chol, and that would be the appropriate way of going. Narvas, because of Shabbos, we don't want to encourage him and advocate that he daven a tefillah chol on Shabbos. But tefillah chol is not the worst tragedy for Shabbos. However, he writes, the Mishnah Berurah, Potter mi lispalel. Now, let's take a look. When he says Potter mi lispalel, what does he mean? If he's telling me a chiddush that he's Potter mi lispalel, the tefillas arvis of Shabbos, is pshita maikar mashmon. I mean, obviously, he davened exactly the way he does every Friday night, the tefillas arvis shel Shabbos. But what issue now arises, and for this the Mishnah Berurah has to add Potter mi lispalel, the Tashlumin for Mincha. the tashlum for mincha should have been lechatchila, had he done it the right way, a tefillah Shabbos of seven brachos. Can we rely as a fallback position for the tefillah tashluin on Yud Ches brachos? So what is the Mishnah Paskin? Based on all these achronim, yes.
B'diavad.
So it means he's potter milis palel. Again, lo me by the first tefillah, the tefillah of Shabbos bismana b'chova. But even for the second tefillah, which is a replacement for mincha, there too he's covered his bases with the tefillahs Yud Ches. It seems to me that if the Mishnah Brura is assuming that he added Azkar of Shabbos, then everything fits very nicely.
I don't think so.
Even if he added a Azkar of Tefillah Shel Shabbos,
if he did add, he wouldn't say Patur Mil Chavar, he'd say Yatza. But you
want to be Medaikin is Lush. No, I was asking a different question, Zev. What I'm asking is, do you agree with me? Do you agree with me on this point? Pshita, that if he davened in the second Shmona Esrei Yud Ches Brachos with Azkar of Shabbos, then he's covered his bases Mimon of Shach. B'Torah Shabbos, this tefillah would have been appropriate. He would have been Yotze even had he done this on the first round.
Exactly.
And B'Torah Tashlumin, he davened the Yud Ches Brachos. So however you cut the cake, he was Yotze. If on the other hand, this is a little bit more, you know, Tzarech Iyun kind of thing, what if he omitted mention of Shabbos completely, and it means he davened a tefillas chol on Shabbos? If the Mishnah Brura is telling us that he's yotzei with the second tefillah, his obligation of what? Of tashlumin, then even though he didn't mention Shabbos, this is a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. And that, I think, is the chiddush of the Taz. If you take a look in the Taz, we don't have time to do it right now. Again, I owe you this. You know, it's a chova. You will see that the Taz seems to assume that, and this Rabbi Sachtutz will reflect on Reb Chaim's Havamina, you know, his Muskel Rishon, that the Tfilas Tashlumin should be an exact duplicate, namely a replacement for his Tfilas Chova that he omitted, even despite the fact that in its time period, meaning you're now in the second owner, not the first owner, it is completely out of whack. You know,
it's the wrong thing to say.
Correct. In other words, Yesh Lachkar, this is my hakir for today. When you replace Reb Chaim's vacillation back and forth was because he didn't understand the definition and the nature of Atachon Anton. Correct? And that was the Chakira that we spoke about 2 days ago, and we repeated it today in a sort of an overview of that sheet. But forget about that. I want to declare a different Chakira. My Chakira is not Reb Chaim's Chakira, although I think it overlaps with Reb Chaim and intersects and maybe sheds a light on Reb Chaim, and namely, what's the nature of a Tfilas Tashlumin? Is a Tfilas Tashlumin simply a swap over, you know, one tefillah for another tefillah? You know, it's like in cards, you know, you give me one, you give me the ace of spades, and I'll give you a 10, you know, 10 of hearts, or whatever it's called. I'm not a big, very big card player. So. But, you know, let's just make a trade-off over here. No, if you make a trade-off, then that tefillah should reflect the period of time in which you mispal that tefillah. So if you're being mispal at tefillahs chol on Shabbos, it's got to reflect at tefillahs Shabbos. If, on the other hand, it's not just a swap, it's not just one tefillah for another, but it is a replacement for that tefillah, the way that Chazal organized the halacha of tashlumin, what they said was that we're going to give you the onas smucha as if that onas smucha was the original onas chova, and therefore the tefillah should be identical to the tefillah that you omitted before. So then you can say the following: lichatchila mishum kvod Shabbos, we're going to offer you the opportunity and even recommend that you daven the tefillah Shabbos. But as far as tashlumin is concerned, let's say you weren't mekayim the ultimate level of kvod Shabbos, but at least as far as hilchos tashlumin is concerned, what you did was you replaced the original Shmona Esrei with a duplicate of that Shmona Esrei. Oddly enough, You know, this would be a quiz question that you could ask an eighth grader. You know, he's a 12-year-old young man. You ask him the following quiz question. Is there any situation in which I can daven a tefillah schol on Shabbos, and it's meaningful, without any mention of Shabbos whatsoever? And unless he knows the Taz in Simon Kuf Ches, like we do, he would not come up with any answer. And why do I say that this Chakir sheds a light on Reb Chaim? Because in the Mice of Valojin, Reb Chaim was vacillating where he should put his Atachon Antanu. If we assume that a Tefillah Tashlumin is an absolute identical replacement for the Tefillah that he was missing, that he omitted, then where should he put his Atachon Antanu? In the second Shmon Esrei. And that was Reb Chaim's knee-jerk response. Reb Chaim came up with another Chiddush over here, that the Machayev of Havdalah, of Atachon Antanu, is not Tefillah, but rather the Machayev is Havdalah, and there's a halacha at the first opportune moment to recite the Havdalah, just borrow the Tefillah, the Mezgeret of Tefillah for the Havdalah. How did you say it, Rabbi? What was it? You had a very good expression.
Just parked it there.
Parks it there. You have to park your Havdalah in Tefillah, you know, throw it in, and that's where you, that's where the parking lot is. What do they call it in England? Not a parking lot.
Car
park. Yeah, that's where the car park is, you know. Then, obviously, Reb Chaim said that the first tefillah, even though oddly enough it's a tefillah schov of shachris for Yom Rishon, that's the appropriate place to add the Atachon Antanu.
This only works, though, if you've missed Erev Shabbos Mincha or Motzei Shabbos, where the identical tefillah can still fit. Chol on Shabbos. What would the Taz say if you missed Shabbos Mincha? How can you say Mekadosh Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos?
I hear what you're saying, because if you left out a Shabbos tefillah, now it's Motzei Shabbos. This is going to be the Ramah's discussion right now. So let's read the Ramah. The Ramah says the fine. Do we finish the Mishnah Berurah? Oh, there's a whole other discussion in the Mishnah Berurah about Kabbalah Shabbos. Can you daven a tefillah mincha of Erev Shabbos after you were Makabel Shabbos? That's a fascinating thing. And although he doesn't quote Hilchas Nida, I have no doubt that the real source to analyze this Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Nida, and also in Hilchas Sfiras Omer. You know, we have the whole question whether or not it's still daylight out, but I was Makabel Shabbos, can I still do a mitzvah that belongs to yesterday, to Erev Shabbos, or to the seventh day of Zayin Nekiyim in the case of Sfiras Nida? But now let's go on to the Ramah, and Daniil, let's see if what you said can possibly help us through this Ramah. The Ramah says the following: Hu adin im lo ispalel mincha bi erev rosh chodesh. Okay, mispalel shel rosh chodesh shtayim. Interesting. The Ramah extends the principle of the Mechaber and applies it to the case of Rosh Chodesh. In the Ramah's mindset, these are two drops of water. The same way that the Mechaber says that I will paradoxically replace a Tfilas Chol with a Tfilas Shabbos, I can replace a Tfilas Erev Rosh Chodesh with a Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. In other words, according to the Ramah, there doesn't seem to be any difference between these two cases. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Vav. He says, "V'chein pasku hamagen Avram v'aderech chayim v'chay adam usharei achronim." Okay. Oh, you're right. Shari Achmor. Yeah, I didn't. It didn't make sense. That was the Shagasari. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Shagasari. I mean, he may do it on occasion, but it's almost unheard of. Okay, but whatever it is, I'm surprised. You know, they published these new editions of the Mishnah Berurah with all the sophisticated stuff and with vowels and a hair. Again, I like the old Mishnah Berurahs because I got used to them. But at least he could have told me what Shin Aleph was. Maybe he himself didn't know what it is. Okay, fine. All right. So let's just think for a moment. The Mishnah Berurah says that all the Achronim, with one exception, as we'll soon see, have accepted this Ramah, that I can replace a tefillas erev Rosh Chodesh with a tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, not only in my first tefillah of Rosh Chodesh will I add Yalav Yovo, but even in the second replacement tefillah, I will likewise add, I would add Rosh Chodesh. Rabosai, do you sense a difference between the two cases? I mean, he writes the following: De lo kalavush v'sei aso shesovrim she'ein tzarch lahazkir b'shniyah shel Rosh Chodesh. Who can tell me here, if you don't mind my asking? I talk to you like I spoke to my 18-year-old students. Who can tell me why the lavush is not a happy camper with this Rambam? He may not have known about the Rambam. I don't know. They were contemporaries. I don't know the history, if he had the Rambam in front of him or not. Maybe it was in manuscript form. They both lived at the same time. And the trouble with the Lavush, I mean, from his perspective, is that the Mechaber published his work before the Lavush got a chance to publish his. And the rest is history. But Rabbo said, what's the difference here? Isn't there a fundamental difference between requiring a Shabbos tefillah to replace a Chol tefillah and requiring a Rosh Chodesh tefillah to replace a non-Rosh Chodesh tefillah? Isn't there a difference between the two? No, nobody has it?
Maybe. Yeah, one's a different tefillah, one's just to add on.
In one case, it's an issue of Kedusha Shabbos. The Kedusha Sayom plays a major role in the nature and the complexion of the tefillah, and it requires a tefillah Shabbos. So if you want to define a tefillah here on Shabbos, the Taz uses a very profound language. He says that Heich yispal tefillas yudches v'hami zilzul Shabbos. He calls it a zilzul Shabbos. Okay? I don't know if I have to go that far, but I can certainly assume that there is some element of replacing a tefillas Shabbos with a tefillas Chol. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, where there's no what? There's no Kedush Sayyam. We'll see the article from Rav Salveitchik. He claims that there is Kedush Sayyam, but only in the Beis HaMikdash, but in Gvul and outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Kedush Sayyom Rosh Chodesh. And I have big cash on that, because in Musaf this morning I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodashim. Is anybody else who did the same? Yes, I think unanimously. And yet, how can you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodashim when there is no Kedush Sayyom Rosh Chodesh? Because we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, we're in Gvulin.
We said it yesterday as well.
There's another.
And we said it yesterday as well. So it was a second time avaria. You know, sometimes you get caught in avaria, you ask for an azhara. You know, maybe they'll let you off the hook.
There's another proof for that. The Rav Tacha Paskins that an Ovel should not daven any time during Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Nobody
knows
by that.
All right. I don't want to get into that now. That's a whole sugya. But what I just want to point out is that if we assume that there's no Kedusha Sayyom to Rosh Chodesh, because basically Rosh Chodesh has none of the elements of Kedusha Sayyom. It doesn't have Isur Molacha. I mean, the women have a certain minig, but it doesn't have Isur Molacha. Not only that, it doesn't have any Mitzvah Sayyom. There's no special Mitzvah Sayyom on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't even have Hallel. I mean, Hallel is only a minhag on Rosh Chodesh.
Or Suda.
No Suda, no Achila, no Shtiyah, there's nothing. All we have is a Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, that's for the Mikdash, but not for us. Is doch, if that be the case, then there's no insult, so to speak, if you use the term of the Taz and the Levush.
No,
there's no Zilzul here in Rosh Chodesh, if I daven a Tfilas Chol on Rosh Chodesh. And all the more so, since the Taz, as we saw before, is of the opinion that the Tfilas Tashlumin is meant to replace the Tfilas Ona HaKodemes, you know, the Tfilas Shechaserolo, Shetovolo Spalil, if it's a duplicate, then it's totally inappropriate to add Yal V'Yovo for a Tfilas replacing Erev Rosh Chodesh. What are you going to tell me? But the Machaber says on Shabbos that you should daven a Tfilas Shabbos. That's different. That might be Halacha, because Shabbos has Kedush Sayom, and it sort of trumps any kind of Tfilah that belongs Tochol and unwinds the Kedushas Hayom. In other words, our Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos expressed itself not only in Isar Malacha, in the mitzvahs of Kibud Va'oneg, but it also expressed itself in Tefillah. So you would be undermining the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos by being mispalel Tefillas Chol. That's one thing. But now the Ramah goes a step further. And he wants to say that even when there's no zilzal issue, there's no kedush sayom, just neutralize those issues. Nevertheless, don't replace your tefillas tashlumin. Should not be an exact duplicate replacement for the tefillah shechaser lo shechsir, but rather add yalaviyavo mehechatesi. What is it? Some din that on Rosh Chodesh I have to say yalaviyavo my tefillah, otherwise who knows what? You know, I'm going to get zapped. That I don't know. So I just wanted to point out to you that there is a certain consistency here in the Taz, and now we can add the Levush. They are the, shall I say, the silent, or maybe not so silent, minority, and then the dissenters, who are not happy to say that a tefillas tashlumin is just one tefillah for the other. They would like to see a situation where the tefillas tashlumin is a duplicate replacement of the tefillah that he left out. However, the story gets a little bit more complicated because the Ramah then writes, the imlo hizkir yala v'yavo barishona the hizkir bashnia tzorech lachzar ulhispalel.
Oh, because he wafachot them.
All right, and what is the first tefillah now if he left out Yal V'Yom in his first tefillah?
That was his tashlumin.
Correct. He's establishing now, it's very fascinating. Our sugya talks about a person who instead of saying Avdol in the first tefillah, he said Avdol in the second tefillah, says the Ramah, I can apply our sugya to a case of someone who said Yal V'Yom not in the first tefillah, but rather the second tefillah, because again, he's establishing the first tefillah as a tefillah tashlumin, tzorech lachzor ulis palel. Now what does this mean, tzorech lachzor ulis palel? So the Mishnah Berurah says the following, mi shelo is palel arvis b'rosh chodesh. He left out arvis on Rosh Chodesh. Again, not Yal V'Yavo. He just didn't say Shmon Esrei at all. V'spalel shachris shtayim v'lo hizkir b'shnia Yal V'Yavo. Okay, so here's a case where he left out Arvis completely on Rosh Chodesh. He needs a tefillas tashlumin. When he got up for shachris, he recited Yal V'Yavo in which tefillah? In the first. Great. That's exactly what we wanted. But we would have liked him to, you know, to take on the complexion of the day itself, which is Rosh Chodesh, and add Yal V'Yavo to the second tefillah, to the tashlumin, even though the original tefillah was was a tefillah schol. No, just one second. I made a mistake. Sorry. Wait, let's just get. Mishal is pal arvis brosh chodesh. Vispalel shachris shtayim. So, yeah, here everybody would agree that he should have recited Yal V'Yavo in his second tefillah as well. Yeah, this has nothing to do with the Taz. What's the issue here? The issue here was that he left out Yal V'Yavo in his second tefillah. Nope. Rabbi Sai. What would you have said intuitively? Yitzha. What would be your intuitive reaction? Lo yotza. I disagree with you, Zev. Well, you're right and I'm wrong because the Mishnah Berurah agrees with you. Right? But I'm saying put it in my duke.
Right.
But forget about the Taz for a minute. According to all the Achronim, the Achronim are telling me that I need Yal V'Yavo in my tefillah tashlumin. Why? And why do I need a Shabbos tefillah to make up for Mincha of Erev Shabbos? Because the tefillah tashlumin has to be a tag on, if you will. It has to reflect the nature of the day. Correct? If that's the Yisod HaYisodos, then in this case, where as a tefillah tashlumin, I'm davening a Rosh Chodesh Nika Tefillah, and the Mechaber and the Ramah both seem to agree that we should apply the identical equation, the analogy between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Well, if you go with that analogy, then to the same extent that the Tefillas Tashlumin for Shabbos, which would mean Ma'ariv on Leil Shabbos as a Tashlumin for Mincha, which was Chol, has to be a Tefillas Shabbos, because the Tefillas Tashlumin is a duplicate of the Tefillas Chova. Then applying that as the Mechaber and the Ramah do to Rosh Chodesh, then the Tefillas Rosh Chodesh should also be even though it's a tashlumin for I'm saying the tefillas. Well, yeah, I'm saying. No, wait, just one second. I know the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm saying before the Mishnah Berurah. That's what I asked you to take a minute of time and ask yourself for your own chachma, your own knee jerk response. Why should the second tefillah of Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh be different than the first tefillah of Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh? Correct? Meaning, what I'm trying to argue is that since we want the tefillah of Tashlumin to be a duplicate of the tefillas Chova, and it should be identical to the tefillas Chova and reflect all the dinim of that tefillas Chova, then it should certainly require what? Yalav Yomah. Just like the first tefillah of Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh requires Yalav Yomah, the second as well should require Yalav Yomah. Nay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zev, that what? That second tefillah is what kind of tefillah? It's a tefillah's Ma'ariv. It's a tefillah's Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, if you will. Which Lechatchila requires what? Yalav Yomah. B'di'evad, you can be Yotze without Yalav Yomah. Even though in Shacharis and Mincha, if you leave out Yalav Yomah, you're not Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read to you inside so you don't think that I'm just inventing it. He says the following: Ein tzarech lachzol ispal kevan, since if he were davening the original that he omitted, namely arvis, is shachach. If he leaves out yal v'yovo, ein tzarech lachzor. In kain lo yehei chaser. I'm sorry, lo yehei chamir hatashlumin miilu ispal bizmana. In other words, again, the mechaber is on the turf of all the achronim that the tefillas tashlumin has to be like the tefillas chovah, has to be reflected tefillah bizmana. But nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of a tefillas ma'ariv, a replacement for a tefillas ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, where he omitted the tefillah completely, on what? At Shacharis time on Rosh Chodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah that yes, lechatchila he should have been adding what to his second tefillah? For sure, it's Rosh Chodesh. He should be adding Yalav Yomah. That's not a chiddush. But the chiddush is that even though it should be it should be enveloped, or how should I say, it should be dragged into impacted by the tefillas zmana, by the chova of the zmana, nevertheless, we still have the cow and not just the ego. We still go back to the. It's very fascinating. It means that there's a certain hodas baldin here. There's a certain hodas baldin on the part of the Mishnah Berurah that a tefillas tashlumin is still connected. It still has elements. We're going to need a tzvei diem over here. Meaning, what we're going to say is that there are two dimensions. In one context, we're going to have to say that the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw earlier. Let's just sorry. I just want to see it one more time. The Mishnah Berurah says. Just one second, sorry. In my day,
Mr. Burr's not making a decision. That's the problem.
Right, no, I'm just trying to. Wait, just one second. Let's try it at least, Rabbi. It's not, you know, I didn't mean that you should walk out of here thinking that Mr. Burr is not consistent. What I'm trying to do is.
Not.
I'm trying to make some sense out of the Mishnah Berurah. You know what I mean? So just give me a minute, Rabbi Osai. You can fight it out amongst yourselves, but I'm tuned in just to make sure I got all the facts on the ground here, because this requires so much meticulous work. Okay, says Shel Shabbos, so the Torah's tefillah, not zlicha tefillah, it should reflect the nature of that tefillah's chova. However, b'di'eved, we fall back on the tefillah of the tefillah that he omitted. V'mhikta bazeh hashel chol l'shel Shabbos lo yotzel kuli alma. Yeah, fine. Now, let's see, for example, he left out what? Lois Palel Minchov Erev Shabbos. So he's going to daven Ma'ariv Shtayim. Is Lechatchila Tzarech Lispalel Shtayim Shel Shabbos. Rishon Olashem Arvis Ushni Olashem Tashlumi Mincha. The Eved. In the Spal Rishona, L'shem Mincha, Afilu, Spalo L'shem Cha. Very difficult. So again, let's just go over. We suggested that according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he daven two Ma'aribs on Leil Shabbos, and in the second Ma'ariv, he davened a Tfilas Yudches, but he left out Hazkara Shabbos. Again, we vacillated back and forth on this point. It was not crystal clear in the Mishnah Berurah, but we offered one possibility that in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah would claim that he was not Yotze, because he has no Hazkara of Shabbos whatsoever. Which sounds like the Mishnah Berurah might be going with the, in a certain sense, the extreme approach, but then we're going to have to water it down from the Mishnah Berurah here on the next
piece. You said he was Yotze.
No, but he was only Yotze, we wanted to suggest, because he mentioned the day of Shabbos.
No, we didn't know.
We vacillated back and forth. Again, I don't want to repeat the whole thing again, Rabbi. I don't have the kayak for that.
But you're pushing it, and he doesn't mention it. He says he didn't add Shabbos.
Where do you see that he added Shabbos? I don't see it. You're saying it, but where does he say it?
Because it's obvious.
I don't buy that. Mr. Berurah never leaves something that's obvious. So look, Rabbosai, we can fight this out, but I would suggest that we leave that till after Shia, because we don't want bloodshed in the Shia. And let's assume, for the time being, again, even if you assume that what you say is true, just one second, if you take a look at Mem Hey, he writes to Delokatas, okay? Delokatas. So I'm just saying that, again, we can argue back and forth about this point, but it does seem that there is one school of poskim who would maintain that you've got to daven a Tfilas Shabbos on Shabbos, even if it's a tashlumin for chol, and at the very bare minimum, you're going to have to mention Shabbos. That seems to be one school of thought. I myself personally would subscribe to that shita, because you can't daven a tefillah chol on Shabbos. There's no such thing. You have to mention Shabbos. That's a bare requirement. The Taz on the other hand says no. The Taz says that you could daven a tefillah shchol on Shabbos, and that was my quiz question from before for the eighth grader, that where could you have a tefillah shchol on Shabbos in the case of tashlum? So if that be the case, then we have a fundamental machlokas here between whoever it is and the Taz, right? Whoever it is, we don't know who it is. I claim it might be the Mishnah Berurah, you claim it's not, and we can fight that, as we said later on. Is it so that when I replace a tefillah schol with a tefillah on Shabbos, can it be a tefillah schol, meaning we're back to Grera, you know, the Ba Machmas HaTefillah Shechsira, or no, it literally is another tefillah swapping one tefillah for the other, but that tefillah has to be a tefillah bizmana, it has to be a duplicate of the tefillah schol. Now, what we see here in the Mishnah Berurah is that when he left out Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, there is definitely an assumption here that what do I call Greira? I don't know if anybody here in the room has any idea what I mean by Greira, meaning that the Tefillah Tashlumin is in some way connected by an umbilical cord back to the Tefillah Shechichsira. And therefore, if you left out Yalav Yovel as a second Tefillah of Shachris, to replace the tefillah of Ma'ariv that you didn't mispalel, you don't have to say Yalv again. Obviously, we're going to lechatchila advocate that you add Yalv Yovo, but if you left out Yalv Yovo, it's no worse than, let's say, the Taz's approach, who says that you can daven a Yud Ches of Chol on Shabbos insofar as it's a tefillah's tashlum.
Right.
Okay, then? So I'm just pointing out that if you accept, and I don't know anybody who rejects it, this whole shtickl Torah of the Mishnah Berurah, which he claims is a Kal V'Chomer and there's no way of debating it, then you come to the conclusion that there definitely is a Gerera Halacha that takes us back to the Tefillah Shechsira. Oh. Now the Ramah says that the same sugya that we learned here about Avdolah applies to Rosh Chodesh. And that is that if he davened two tefillos on Rosh Chodesh, and in the first one he left out Yalav Yovo, correct? One second, let me just get the case. Im Lois Pal Mincha B'Erev Rosh Chodesh, correct? So he left out Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and now when he's ready for Ma'ariv Shtayim on Motzei, on Rosh Chodesh itself, then he was Megaladas by leaving out Yalav Yovo in his first tefillah, that he wants the first tefillah to be what? To be Tashlumin.
And that's not good.
And that's no good. And therefore the Ramah says, V'tzarech lachzar ulevarech. I'm sorry, l'spalel. What does he mean, tzarech lachzar ulehispalel? If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm hoping he's going to say what we assume and anticipate he's going to say. He says, V'vazeh shalo eskiru v'rishonu goli daite, diniskavin bo l'shem tashlumin shel erev rosh chodesh avichol. And he says, im hikdim tashlumin shel chov lo yotza ukmo avdola b'se'if sha'achar zeh. Right, Havdol is going to come up in Se'if Yud, I think.
In a normal
is that Se'if Yud or Se'if Yud Al?
If he forgets Yaakov Yovi, he doesn't have to repeat it. So what's wrong with it? Why does it have to be defined as a...
Right, so that's what we're saying here is that there's a new halacha called Gilei Daite, right? What's the halacha of Gilei Daite? Were you here, Rabbi, on Monday? I don't remember.
No, but I heard it here.
So do you remember that we said the following? Again, I'm not going into the Bach and the Riff because that's going to just confuse me even further. But what we said was that there's a halach of Gili Daite. Gili Daite tells me that his kavana was that this tefillah should be either X, meaning Chova, or Y, Tashlumin. And if his kavana is in that sequence of Chova, following and then following that, Tashlumin, Wunderbar. But if his Gili Das tells me that the intention was that he start with the tefillahs Tashlumin, and then and only then go on to the Tefillah Chova, we have halacha that im hiktim shel Tashlumin, l'shel Chova, lo yotza shel Tashlumin. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says that just like we say that adding a Havdolah at the Chodotot to the second Tefillah is a Gili Das, and he wants the second Tefillah to be Chova, and the first Tefillah therefore is what?
Tashlumin.
Is Tashlumin, and he's not Yotzei Tefillas Tashlumin. The same thing applies here in a case where he leaves out Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh and then he davens Ma'ariv and he has a choice where to put Yalav Yovo in. Again, we're not dealing with the issue of can he be Yotzei without Yalav Yovo. That's not relevant. What's relevant now is his Gili Das, and he suggests here that by omitting Yalav Yovo in the first field, just like the case of omitting Atachon Antonu in the first fila, he has been Megaladas that he wants the first fila to be Tashlumin for Erev Rosh Chodesh. V'hainu dafka kisha Tashlumin ba machmas tefila she'en Rosh Chodesh. Aval im ayir Rosh Chodesh shnei yomim. Okay, let's say, for example, he left out Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and now he needs two tefilos of Ma'ariv of the second day of Rosh Chodesh. V'lo hizkir b'rishoni Yalav Yovo, ain't tzarech lachzor l'spalel. Why? Says the whole shtickl Torah. He says, the leka raya, there's no Gili Das here, necessarily, shebishvil tashlumin hispal osa. The fact that he left out Yalav Yovo in Ma'ariv of what?
The first one.
a Ma'ariv of the second night of Rosh Chodesh, correct? Just 1 second. If he left out Yal V'Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, on Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh, that's a Gili Das, that it's a Tashlumin for Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh. But if he left out Ma'ariv, Mincha of the first day Rosh Chodesh, and now what is he doing? He is davening two Shmon Esreis of Ma'ariv
of the second day
of Rosh Chodesh, and he left out Yalaviyovo in the first Tefillah. So
it's okay.
Yeah, because that's not a Gili Das, that it's Tashlumin.
He wouldn't put Yal V'Yavo.
Correct, because Mimonashach, he would put Yal V'Yavo. Either Vitoras Mincha the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or Vitoras Ma'ariv of the second day of Rosh Chodesh, he requires, L'chatril at least, he requires Yal V'Yavo. And therefore, if he doesn't do it, then there's no Gili Das. Then he says V'od, he says furthermore, Kosvo Achron in Dmasha Kosov Ramah, the Imlo Hizkir Barishona, the Hizkir Bashnia, Tzorech Lachzor. Again, this is the Gili Das case. So he left out Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, correct? And now on the first Fila of Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh, on the first Fila of Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, he omitted Yalaviyo. But that's a Gili Das that he wants it first, a Tashlumin first. Hani mili bistoma. Avolim kivein b'feirush. Sharishono l'shem chova. Again, b'feirush, I don't know what he means by b'feirush in his mind. I trust him. I mean, there's no one else. It's not negated to anyone else. Otherwise, I'm not going to come out of a riot. But we're talking about a person, placing all the cards on the table. And he claims that he had in mind that the first Tefillah of Arvis would be
for Arvis.
The first did I get that right? Arvis? Yeah, I meant to say for Arvis. Would be L'shem. L'shem Chova. That's what he claims. Even though, again, his actions speak louder than words here. Than thoughts. What did he do? He left out Yal V'Yovo. That sounds like a Tashlum, but he's telling you, and we have to trust him, that he honestly meant it to be L'shem Chova. It was a mistake that he left out Yal V'Yovo. We're not going to punish him for leaving out Yal V'Yovo.
He remembered in Nodim, and he can't go back.
Right.
And then
he says that his Shnia, what did he have in mind in the second Shmon Esrei? That would be Tashlum. And L'chatchila, we would have encouraged him to add Yal V'Yovo, as we said, but the Eved, okay. But L'chatchila is Yotza. So this is very fascinating, because this certainly would support the approach of the Bach against the Rif. Meaning that what determines the nature of your Shmon Esrei as either a Tfilas Chov or a Tfilas Tashlumin, it's your intention. And therefore we have to ask him what he had in mind. Now, we made all these psychological umdanos about what we thought he had in mind, but okay, he's the exception to the rule. He belongs to the Miut, he's not part of the Rove. And he's telling you that he had in mind in the first Tfilah that it should be a Tfilas Chov. Oops, I forgot Yal V'Yovo. Okay, fine. According to the Rif, it becomes a lot more complicated, because the Rif is of the opinion that whether it's a Tefillah Schov or a Tefillah Tashlum depends upon the Matbea Shel Tefillah, and therefore we would suggest that in this case, when we compare the two Matbea Shel Tefillah that he recited, Bazech or Zeh, we see that the first one was L'shem Tashlum, and he left out Yal V'Yovo for Mincha. The second one was L'shem Chov, and therefore
you're supposed to say Yal V'Yovo in both. So maybe the matbea doesn't give you as much of a gili. It's only if the chatchila by adachorin you say the first one and the second one you don't say. That's what you would do by havdalah. Over here, the chatchila you say both, but maybe it's not as informative.
Wait, one second. Again, in the case of Havdalah, he left out Havdalah in the first tefillah. So you're saying what?
That's a Gili Das. That's a Gili Das. That the tefillah is not a...
It was a Matbeah tefillah. Right. He wouldn't say it for Yal V'Yovo.
Right, but the leaving second, out Yal V'Yovo is not the same?
No. Yeah, because you're supposed to say it in both of them. You just forgot.
He's not supposed to say it in both of them.
Just one second. I'm not following what you're saying. In the case of Havdalah,
it's out of order. If you have two tefillos,
so just 1 second. Are you saying that the Havdalah? Gdolah should have been left out of the second tefillah?
I think so. I don't know, unless I'm wrong. You know.
Okay, I don't know. That doesn't seem to jive with what we've been saying today. It does fit the Taz. I mean, maybe you have the Taz's mind. But I would suggest that according to the Shulchan Aruch,
you're supposed to say it in both.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know. Well, that's something that we have to discuss. That's something that we have to discuss. Okay, so good. So where are we holding here? Do we still have 5 minutes? Okay, let's see. What I would like to do now is fast forward for a minute to Se'if Tes. Tov lo hispalo mincha b'Shabbos, mispalo b'motzoi Shabbos shtayim shel chol, mavdil b'rishona, v'eino mavdil b'shnir. Just 1 second. Maybe this is supporting what you said before. What happened over here? He's going to daven two Shmona Esrays, and he's going to omit Havdol Bishni. Oh, you were right. I was wrong. Yeah, the Eino Mavdil Bishniya. Correct. Okay, fine. Hivdil Berishona, right? Hivdil Berishona. Okay. Just 1 second. Im lo hivdil b'rishon. Okay, lo hivdil b'rishon. The hivdil b'shnia. Shnia also lo. Rishona lo also lo. Correct? Right, that's how it's sugya. Correct? Okay. So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes. Okay, if you have a Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes. He says, D'mi boile lak dume chovas shaita b'reish. V'gila daito l'hispalel Shehispal Rishona Litashlum Lachain, Sark Laksas Pal Achas Litashlumin below Avdola. Okay? Achas Litashlumin below Avdola.
The third one.
Right. Then he says the following. And I think the Mishnah Berurah maybe is consistent. He says, Ach Im Kivein B'machshavto. That's what he tells us. Sharishona lechiyuv, just that he omitted atokon antanu. Vashnia litashlumin is mashe hipech haavdola chaya bitos vishagag velonis kavin klal. He didn't have in mind that the first tefillah should be tashlumin. Is ein tzarech lachs. Do you have the Sharetzi Nun Aleph on your page? That I think you do have. So he says in the Sharetzi Nun Aleph, Delo Kehataz. Okay, now let's try to analyze Delo Kehataz. And again, I owe you one because we want to see the Taz inside, but Bli Neder, we'll try to fill that in. Okay. Now, he's telling us that he had kavana in the first tefillah l'shem chova, correct? Let's assume that we have to trust him. I don't see why the Taz would have a problem with that. Eidech edem b'surin. Again, I don't know if a person can be made on himself. Maybe it's biyado. Fine. Oh. Now we get to the second tefillah. The second tefillah he had in mind, l'shem what? L'shem tashlumin. He had in mind the shame tashlum. That should be okay, correct? Why not? I mean, he's already yotze his chova, now he could be yotze his tashlum. But there's only one problem. He recited Havdolah. Oh, so let's just think about this Havdolah for a moment. And maybe we could come up with some explanation as to why the Taz feels a little bit uncomfortable about this Psak of the Achron. Wait, just give me 1 minute. So again, what did he do? He claims that the second tefillah was the Shem Tashlum in Vundabar. That's great. And yet, he added Havdol. Now, what we saw in the Machaber, Yechiel pointed this out very well, is that Tovelo is Pal Mincha B'Shabbos mispal b'motzai Shabbos shtayim u'mavdil b'rishona v'eino mavdil b'shniya. Okay, so gentlemen, if you could look in the Mishnah Berurah Chof Ches, I did not get a chance to do that. If you don't mind doing that for me, right now I just want to work without the Mishnah Berurah. So I'm thinking the following: why does the Mechaber say eino mavdil b'shniya? So wait a minute, there are two ways of going here. One way to say is he was Yotzi already as Chiyuv Avdol because he recited Avdol in the first tefillah, and there's nothing to talk about. But maybe, and I don't know if this is reading too much into the Mechaber here, but maybe, and please look at the Mishnah Berurah because I didn't see the Mishnah Berurah, Eino Mavdil B'Shnia means, because we don't know if the Mechaber is in the camp of the Mishnah Berurah and those Achronim that he mentions in that long list, or in the camp of the Taz. Let's just see if we can look at the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber was a century and a half before the Taz. How did the Taz read those words? The Eino Mavdil B'Shnia. Again, according to the Taz, and we can go over this again and again and again, the second tefillah, namely the Tashlumin, has to be a duplicate of the first tefillah. Now, could it be that Eino Mavdil B'Shnia is not just Potter Mila Havdil B'Shnia, but he shouldn't do it? That's the way the Taz would read it. Again, everyone is free, you're the jury, to decide whether you like what Berzon is saying now or not. That's up to you. I can't. I can only take the horse to the water. You and now you have to decide whether you agree with me or you don't.
I don't.
Good. I like you, Rabbi Shachlitz. He just disagrees. That's what they say. The Rabbi Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, once was giving a lecture about Vietnam. You know, and he was kind of like opposed to the to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zichrono Livracha. Passed away. How long is it? It's like 6 weeks ago or so, a month ago, It's a few months already gone.
Yeah.
Time flies. So anyway, he was giving a lecture this many, many years ago at Yeshiva University about his position on drafting young men to the Vietnam War. So his wife was in the audience, and Tova said, "I disagree with you. This and that's Rav Aaron." Again, I don't know if it's true or not. He said, "That's why I married her, because she disagreed." In any event, so what I'm trying to connect, what I'm trying to suggest is that the Taz might say that Havdalah in the second tefillah is totally inappropriate, not just because Hefsek, because he's Potter. Maybe it wouldn't be a Hefsek. I don't know, you have to talk to Ian if it would be a Hefsek. But it might be inappropriate because the Taz Shita is that the second tefillah as Tashlumin should be a repeat of the original tefillah that he left out. Not the way we wanted to say it, that the tefillah Tashlumin is a tag on and should be a duplicate of the tefillah Chovah, but Fakeret, he would like the tefillah Tashlumin to be identical with the tefillah that he left out.
Right.
Oh, if that be the case, here he left out a tefillah shel chol, correct? And now, what is he adding? No, I'm sorry.
No,
he left out a tefillah shel Shabbos, and now he's adding Havdalah in a tefillah shel Shabbos. Correct? Maybe, I'm just throwing out a possibility, that this shogeg here of the Mishnah Berurah is not acceptable to the Taz, as he indicates here in Nun Aleph in the Psharat Siyun. He says that the Taz is holding. But why would the Taz pounce upon this Nebuch, this innocent Jew, who was a shogeg? Meaning, he was davening the first Shmon Esrei as a Tfilas Chova. He should have added Havdalah. Okay, fine, give him patch. So he didn't say Havdalah. He made a mistake. Then he said Havdalah in the second Shmon Esrei. And says the Mishnah Berurah, he's a shogeg. His kavana was that the first Shmon Esrei should be L'Shem Chova, and the second Shmon Esrei should be L'Shem Tashlumin. So I say the following. According to Reb Chaim's original Havamina in the Maisa in Valojin, it means that Havdalah becomes integrated into the Madbeah Shel Bracha, the Madbeah Shel Tefillah. If you hold like that, then the Taz would get very nervous about adding Havdalah to what in the Taz's Shita, in his frame of reference, is a Tefillah Shel Chol. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Tefillah Shel Shabbos. I keep making that mistake. Tefillah Shel Shabbos. First episode, Havdalah and Tefillah Shel Shabbos, the Tarti the Sazer. But according to Reb Chaim's Maskana, in the Ma'aseh of Halashah, when he rethought it, and he came to the conclusion, name, that Havdalah does not define the essence of the tefillah. It's not a chiyuv and a matbe of tefillah, but rather it's a chiyuv Havdalah, and therefore Reb Chaim came to the conclusion, running after this guy and telling him, name, you should recite Havdalah in the first tefillah shacharis of Sunday. Is then Reb Chaim over here, I think, would say that even if I accept the Taz, but nevertheless there is a chiyuv Havdalah. So what makes the Tarti the Sasrei, according to the Taz, that this tefillah should duplicate and replace the tefillah Shul Shabbos? And what, where's Havdalah in the tefillah Shul Shabbos? Nein, according to Reb Chaim, you have to find your earliest opportunity to fulfill your chiyuv Havdalah within the car park of what? Of tefillah. And when did you have the first misgeret of tefillah? You had it in the tefillah tashlumin. It's like, even if the Taz is right that the tefillah shel tashlumin should be a duplicate to replace the tefillah shehichsira, nevertheless, it's quite possible, if you take Reb Chaim's maskana, that even the Taz would agree in this case that he should be making Havdalah in the second tefillah. We have to advocate in favor of making, of reciting Havdalah tefillah. You'll ask me, but isn't it a tarti the sasrei? So the Taz is now caught in the bind. It's mamish neksuva machishim zentzer. This is an existential conflict. Why? Because mitzad hilchas tefillah pure Havdalah is inappropriate. Mitzad hilchas Havdalah, he's got to add Havdalah to his tefillah. It's neksuva machishim zentzer. So it could very well be, I don't know what the cause of Ashlishi is, that the Taz in this case would agree to the psak of the Achronim, that he's going to have to recite Havdalah in a Tfilas Tashlumin. Why? Because of his Chiyuv Havdalah. But the fact that the Sharat Zion says, Udalo Ka'ataz, correct, Udalo Ka'ataz, it seems to imply that the Taz will not tolerate a Havdalah in the second Tfilah. And you could say many different things about the Taz. One thing you could say about the Taz, maybe the Taz is on the team of the Rif, and everything depends on not his kavana. No, I'm saying that according to what I meant to say was, I don't know what I said. Well, is that according to the Rif, everything depends upon the tefillah itself, and the tefillah itself is a tefillas. A tefillas tashlumin first, and a tefillas chova second, and therefore, within the framework of the Taz, all his shgagos are not going to help us over here. Shogig is also called an avera. Or perhaps we could say something much more fundamental, that the Taz lishitoso holds that you cannot incorporate a havdalah into a tefillas tashlumin for Shabbos, and therefore if he left out Minch of Shabbos and now he's davening a tefillas tashlumin, the second tefillah, to make up for Shabbos, no way, no how can he add Havdalah. Comes along Daniel and he says to me, wait a minute, if that's what the Taz is worried about, then he should be davening seven brachos on Motzei Shabbos. So at what point does the Taz finally throw in the towel and admit defeat? At some point the Taz is going to have to admit that I cannot daven a duplicate for my tefillas tashlumin. It just doesn't work. It doesn't cut the mustard. A man forgets Yalav Yavo on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. On Meirv, he can't say Yalav Yavo. No way, no how. A man forgets to daven a tefillas Shabbos, and now it's Motzei Shabbos. There's no way that he can daven a tefillas Shabbos. So at some point or another, the Taz is going to have to give in on this battle, throw in the towel, and admit that tefillas tashlumin cannot be a duplicate of the original tefillah that he omitted. Now, if that be the case, when we get back to this situation, the scenario of the Mishnah Berurah,
Maybe
that's what we're going to have to say. But I just want to finish my sentence. That if we get back to the Mishnah Berurah scenario, that what? He left out a tefillas mincha of Shabbos. Now it's Motzei Shabbos. And the first tefillah he left out Havdalah, Nishkefelach. Fine, says the Taz. But he can't add Havdalah to the second tefillah. Correct? Why? Because that tefillah is a tefillas tashlumin of Shabbos, and Avdol would be attacked in the Sasri to a Tfilas Tashlumin of Shabbos. No, but maybe you should ask a more fundamental question. Maybe Yudches Bracha should be attacked in the Sasri to Shabbos. That Father Taz is not going to go. Why? Because even on Shabbos, if you daven the Tfilas Yudches, is you would be Yotze, as long as you mention Shabbos. And therefore, the Taz would say on the one hand, I cannot daven a Tfilas Shabbos on Motzei Shabbos, as a tashlumin for a tefillah Shabbos. On the other hand, I'm going to have to daven a tefillah Yudches Brachos, and that's okay for a tefillah Shabbos. Yudches Brachos could be a replacement for Shabbos, but then to go ahead and recite Havdalah, that's already a tartis asasi. That's like Boshel Amad Dovedome. I was makabel on myself Kiddusha Shmini Atzeres Nibod Yom, and now I have a problem, because if I sit in Sukkah, it means that it's Sukkahs. If I sit outside the Sukkah, then I violated the mitzvah of Shivas Yavim Teshvu B'Sukkahs. In other words, at some point, it becomes a Tarti disaster. Okay, Rabbi Oser, we'll stop.
Could you say maybe that the reason why, according to the Taz, you could say, it's not a problem saying Yudches, is because on Shabbos anyways, really, you could say Yudches.
Right, that's what I'm suggesting, that maybe Yudches is appropriate for Shabbos, so it still
it's
could
not,
be.
But there's no sashri, there's no steer over there, because you could be Yotzei Yudches on Shabbos also, or vice versa.
But not with Avdol. That's our one.
But I'm saying, so that's, but that would be, that's
how far can we go? I'll give you a little rope. I'll say, you want to daven a Yudches as a replace for Shabbos, I'll let you go.
But on Shabbos, you
don't daven. But then to make a step further and add Avdol.
What's the problem?
I didn't say Avdol in the first one. It says, now's my first opportunity, make Avdol.
So if he's going, if the Taz would accept Rav Chaim that the first opportunity, now as I said, there's this existential crisis over here, because you know it's Shnei Suva, because on the one hand you want to fulfill your mitzvah tefillah, and your mitzvah tefillah completely repels Havdalah, because the Taz l'shitas holds that the Tashlum is replaced with the tefillah chova. If on the other hand you want to fulfill your mitzvah of Havdalah, you have a no-win situation. I mean, you mentioned Yechiel that he has the opportunity of davening alakos, of reciting Kiddush alakos, of Havdalah alakos. Yeah. Right. So we can discuss the case. We didn't have a cause, so maybe even if he did have a cause, nevertheless, there still is a chiyuv l'chatchila, at least to recite Atachon Antonim. I have no doubt in my mind that Reb Chaim would agree with the Mishnah Berurah here in his final conclusion, even if he would sign on to the Taz. But that's only because of the maskana of Reb Chaim. If Reb Chaim would have been stuck with his Muskel Rishon, then if you throw the Taz into this equation, you really have a serious existential crisis. Why? Because in Reb Chaim's first understanding, the Tfilas, what did I want to say? The Havdalah becomes an integral part of the Matbea Shel Tefillah. And therefore, it makes no sense in the world to integrate Havdalah into a Tefillah Shabbos, if we assume that Tashlumin is a replacement for Shabbos.
But I'm just saying that it's not a steer. The adding on Havdalah is not a steer to say Yudches.
That's just my point.
Rebbe was asking that according to Taz, that you can't say Havdalah because it's a Sashi. So how do you say Yudches? So he said at some point he has to say Yudches. I'm saying it, since you say, I'm saying that maybe the difference is in the Davi Yudches and Shabbos.
So then, no, what I'm saying, do you remember that there's a distinction between Yudches and Havdalah? That's what I call the Davi Yudches.
Right.
What's the case? I didn't remember it in Shia because I was moving to try to my precious try.
I can't remember.